This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
My name is Aram. My pronouns are he, him, and welcome to God's Fall.
My name is Michael. My pronouns are he, him. I play Zion Preeton, a level 7 human sorcerer.
My name is Allison. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Ariska Tane, a 9th level human bard.
My name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him. I play Lord Haldir Loran, a 7th level high elf warlock.
My name is Doug. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Doronot, the level 7 halfling rogue.
My name's Kelly, and I play Rena Falvel, a 6th level wild elf ranger.
Last time, Haldir, Ariska, and Vessin confronted the god of war. He was a frail old man, barely lashed together by his divinity, and asked the Lord of Rylan to give him a proper warrior's death. Haldir eagerly accommodated him, and as his warlock's blade cut through the man's heart, pockets of energy opened up all around him. Each was a portal to another place or time, and each showed Haldir another version of himself. The last door revealed Haldir's original patron, an older, more powerful version of himself. This future self demanded that Haldir submit to him, returning as a thrall by his side. When Haldir refused, a struggle ensued, and the younger version managed to free himself by slicing at his elder's arm. Released from his past, Haldir collapsed to the ground and rose as the new god of war. Okay, so, God of War, you've now fallen to the ground, and you're like kind of like on one knee with your hand down because the armor formed around you.
So, I hit the ground, and I feel this unbelievable power coursing through me. And just in this moment of basically pure ecstasy and this realization, I finally reached a point that I've been searching for my life. I raise my head and I just go,
so that's what you all see. Vessin, you also see this.
Excellent. Wait, so like how much will do I have?
Oh, it's now...
I'm not even a person anymore, am I?
Well, no, you're a person.
Like,
I think you're a person. Is he a warlock?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, no. Okay. Continuity. She released you from her, like, absolute control. So now you are like concerned for your own survival, all that kind of stuff. But you're subservient. You're kind of scared about the world. You want to survive. You genuinely are subservient to these folks here who you recognize as your betters, quote unquote. And you know, you're scared of them, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's been consistent.
They could kill you with a thought.
Yeah. Has been made very real now. Yeah,
right.
But you do have your own decision.
You
but
do.
Yeah, you and can that, choose that, what you do.
That absolute control was sort of drug-induced, magical,
yeah,
potion-induced, right? And, to my credit, I have been nice for a little while. And
that's true. She doesn't hit me nearly
and
as
I
much.
And I did just give you this flood of magical power. So there's these, yeah.
Yeah, so good cop, bad cop, but still they're cops.
They're still cops, right. Yeah. And so that makes me like a snitch or something? Or?
No, it just makes you that guy at the informant. Witness stand.
The witness stand. Okay, all right, so glowing with my new power.
And your magical shield and magical sword.
Is it still magic?
Both are plus one.
I just kind of look to her for command. All right. More than anything.
Excellent.
I guess it would be like she's the general now of the commander.
Okay.
Or something.
So then Haldir is standing up and...
I look to Vessin as he's standing and I wink. And then I send message and say, be very cautious. I know you know better than to trust him, but be careful.
I, like, nod in an affirming manner.
So, I'd like to, I mean, oh boy, we're in a cave. Can I feel anything differently coming from Ariska now that we're both gods? What is...
Roll me an insight.
Oh, that's low. 5?
So, yeah, you look right at Ariska, and this is the first time when there's been... no sense of control whatsoever. What felt like before when it was a connection, what felt warm and comforting, right? Now feels like a serpent biting at the edges. There's a malice that you couldn't see before, that you were blinded to before. And in that instant, you have the flashes of the, whatever that power is, being released and the destruction. And then you're back inside your own mind, but... man, is there this malice just coming in waves off her.
So I look, I stand up and I look at her and I just smile.
Your lines now are at either side of you and are just looking nervous. Like they're pacing and they're kind of like whimpering a little bit and just looking around.
I've transformed at this point back into the costume that you sort of first knew me in.
Right.
With my sort of drawn cutlass in my hand, I was just preparing to rush to your rescue if necessary. But it appears as though that won't be necessary.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so you guys begin to leave?
It's dark. Okay, so we don't really have a ship. Is there a ship parked outside?
There's many ships. There's also your ship. You could get to your ship.
Oh, yeah, you could get us to our ship.
Well, you could also, I mean, you have a boat. You had a rowboat.
Well, we teleported in.
Oh, that's right. Well, there's other rowboats. You could just grab one. I mean, there's boats everywhere. You could take a boat to another boat, then get off that boat, get on a third boat. You'd probably make it home. It's like walk from boat to boat.
Okay, so I stand up, and as we walk, I just say, Vessin, the boat!
You'll have to swim, like, 60 feet out to get the boat, but it's there.
As I do this, I'm walking by. I make eye contact with Ariska to be like, I'm going to go do this now, just so you know.
Okay.
The subtlest of nods.
Yeah. And then I proceed to jump in the water and look for, but securing my sick sword and shield,
yeah,
which looks like crappy for some reason, even though it's magic. But yeah. Whatever. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, anything can be magic.
Whatever. You know. Yeah, sure. They're magic. So I jump in the water and I go look for something that, like a rowboat type of thing, we can get in and then get on a bigger ship.
As you swim out to the boat and you're looking down, you're seeing all these underwater spikes pointing out, and they've got like the rest of the zombie crew just impaled on all of them.
Out of the water or in the water?
Half in, half out.
Wait, all the zombie crew?
All the rest of them. There's like 4 here. Others died in other ways.
Aw.
Yeah. Sorry,
I wonder
dude.
Why we didn't get shot.
Well, they tried to kill us on our way, right?
Yeah,
they tried. The trap that we triggered.
And they also, he's also waiting for us, to be fair.
Wait, what kind of trap don't you trigger? That's the point. It's a trap.
Well, but the ballista seems like someone shot
these
zombies.
They weren't sniping.
No, they ran into a little court area. They got caught up in it, right?
Oh, those were traps too?
Yeah. All the things.
That's why it was
everyone
so
died
accurate.
In a trap.
I thought someone was shooting a ballista like.
No.
Otomiel or something from the cliffside.
That'd have been awesome, though.
How is this even real?
What a surprise that would have been if I just introduced Otomiel.
Otomiel.
The God of War this whole time.
Oh, my God. I knew it. Athletics?
Yeah.
Okay. 14.
Yeah, great. Get to the boat. Stuff. You pull it out. And a second later, another very wet Vessin again rows to the side with the boat.
As we're waiting... I'm just looking at you. expectantly, clearly expectantly. And then I put my hands on my hips. I look up. Go ahead, anytime. You can say it.
And I look at her and I raise my eyebrows.
Thank you.
Since I'm in a giving mood, you're welcome.
No. No, you were thanking me. I brought you here. I told you what to do. Although, to be fair, I wasn't sure if you just had to kill him or if you had to eat his heart or his kidneys or something. Regardless, you wouldn't be standing here if it were not for me. And, by the way, whatever that thing was that reached out to you from the portal, you know that it would have had you had it not been for me.
Are you standing here telling me that everything you've done hasn't been for you?
No, not at all, but it's benefited you. So a little gratitude would be nice.
So really sarcastic bow with throw out the cape, hand down in front, and I look up and I say, thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if Ariska saw that it was clearly fake, she loves theater.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll take it.
I'll give you notes, in fact, if you'd like.
Rena is currently on the deck of Steelbeard. And it's night, and you tend to, like, you just tend to be up at night.
I only sleep for 4 hours.
And you don't really even sleep. Yeah. You get to sit at the edge of the boat and have a little trance, then boom, you're fine. So you're up there, and Caitlin is up there with you. And you guys are kind of towards the back. And Caitlin can't sleep. She's been having nightmares. And she's just like, it's just, it's really tough. I'm so tired, Rena.
When was the last time you slept?
I don't know. And then in her head, she thinks about that trailing wisp of black, and she like shudders and shakes it off. She's like, it's been a while.
What's stopping you from sleeping? I mean, I don't know much of this pondering of sleep, but is there something that's keeping you from it?
And she just kind of like leans in and puts her head against your shoulder. And she's like, just my dreams are bad. And then there's this explosion somewhere on the horizon, this little weird, like, reverse lightning bolt, as if it went up into the sky. And just as you're kind of looking at that and wondering what that could be, Caitlin just rocks against you, and it's almost like she's in a seizure. Her eyes are rolling back and crackling with that purple and pink energy.
I like clutch her because I'm trying to, you know, she might fall.
Yeah, she could easily fall off the edge. Yeah. So you grab her and hold her, and she floats up, and you're like, her whole body just comes off the ground with her arms behind her as they're in your hands, and she just is now floating and shaking parallel to the boat.
Straight up like horror movie happening right now. And it's like the shock like happened and then it stopped.
There was like a bolt and then it went away, and she's still shaking.
I don't know. I'm just gonna try to hold on to her and stay with her. Am I being lifted too? Like, am I floating? Like, I'm still holding on to the deck.
There's definitely a pull.
Yeah.
Right? It's a surprising amount of strength, but there's a pull. Then all of a sudden, there's nothing. She just collapses to the ground, and she's...
She doesn't collapse. I catch her.
Nice. Nice to catch her and gently guide her to the ground. All right, excellent. As you're doing that, her eyes snap open again, and she grabs, like, the edge of your cloak. And she's like, the one who dreams of himself walks among us. And she's out. Hall Deer. You're stepping onto this boat, and you step into it, and you're instantly not with the others. You have stepped into a boat, and you're floating just in absolute black darkness. That same black darkness you've been in before.
I wait. I'm assuming someone's coming to meet me.
So the boat is just kind of like gently rocking on this darkness, and you can't tell at first because there's no sense of distance or space, but eventually you realize the boat's moving. And as you look, just coming out of the darkness is this little island of sand, black sand, and standing on top of it is Caitlin, and your boat's just kind of gliding towards her.
I wait until we arrive. Are there other oars?
No, it's just kind of moving directly towards it.
So yeah. I stand and I wait until we arrive at the island.
And so it's kind of like just the nose of your boat just touches up against this little 10-foot mound. Now she's standing here and you're standing right there about 10 feet from each other. Hey, Hull Deer.
Hi, Caitlin.
Why are you here?
I was about to ask you the same question.
She kind of leans forward and she traces her fingers along your chest. And as she does, the armor appears and she traces her fingers down your arm and the sword appears. But it's not like crackling. It's not dangerous. Her fingers glide over the blade and nothing happens. It's almost like it's an image of these things without actually being these things. It's good to see you. That's really neat.
Thanks. I got them from a friend. It's good to see you too.
Did he give them to you?
In a way.
And she leans forward and she kind of puts her fingers on your forehead. Did he give you that too?
In a way.
You should come and talk to the others.
I think that's a great idea.
And then she puts her hands out and she steps into your boat. And the boat begins to glide away from the island. In this instance, Huldir vanishes. Not like he steps into a doorway. Like he steps into nothing and just becomes nothing. Caitlin wakes up, sits up, dead awake, and she looks at you, and she's like, I found him, and he's right here. And she points, and Huldir is standing right there. So standing in front of you is this high elf with this huge sash and this blade, and then out from behind him are two lions. That roar.
There is so many weapons out. They are all trained on him.
Right here.
Excellent. Right.
She like reached her hand out like when she pulled him like forth into the.
Oh yeah, totally. Like
even in her
there
sleep.
He is. Whoom, and he just all of a sudden
so
is there.
So I had
there.
Like a moment to react of her being like, he's here.
Yeah.
Okay. So like. There's like probably a dagger on Haldir's throat.
I would say that you would be so used to her being creepy. Like when she goes into creepy, like it's a slightly different voice. And you recognize like, so as you look up and you raise this dagger, Haldir has just appeared and you got a dagger like close to him.
Yeah. Well, it's threatening. It's engaging.
Yeah, totally.
Am I racist against wood elves?
I don't know. Are you?
Yes, you are. I mean, you've. Been so far.
Well, I've just been kind of disdainful.
No. You see them as the help.
Lesser elves. Yeah.
Is there a way for me to be behind him so he can't see me? Like the dagger is like there, but I'm.
It fine. Happened a little too
okay,
fast.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just Adam then.
Yeah.
So I'm just teleported someplace. Okay.
Yeah. Except it didn't feel like teleporting. You just were someplace
just
else. You literally were just there.
Huh. Wow. Okay.
Think of it this way. So you were in this boat, right? And the boat. Was turning around, and as it turned around, a different reality unwrapped around you, and then the boat was just gone, and you're standing on the deck.
So my understanding now is that I am someplace else. I can clearly see Caitlin on the ground.
Yep.
She brought me to her friends. What did she tell me last time? Does she know God people?
Yeah, that she
yes.
has friends. Yeah.
So okay.
She didn't list them or anything.
No, she was very careful. The last time you talked to Caitlin, it was in a dream state. Y'all were in a sort of blackened place where you couldn't really see anything until you saw each other. You had heard her voice. You moved toward it. She moved toward you. You found each other. You had a discussion. It was very guarded on both sides. She wanted to not really tell you as much as she had to, but then once she realized that you might be like her, like a god, and of course you played along with that because that's what you're looking for, she let it slip that she's also on a ship, you don't know where, and that she has friends who are also godlings. That was the last time you spoke to her. And then you came out of it and you did all that Black Fang Bay stuff. But then I guess the next night, she speaks to you again very quickly, which is what just happened, and says, and he's here. And blam, you are suddenly on another fog cutter type ship, except something slightly different about it. You've never seen this one before.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely in that style. It looks a lot like your fog cutter.
So, okay. Is Caitlin awake? Okay, so
Caitlin is
I put my body in between the two of them.
Fair enough.
So I look down and I see this wood elf in between me and Caitlin with her knife drawn in defensive posture. So I like raise my hand, knowing full well I can summon a weapon anyway, to show that my palms are empty, and I say, "Caitlin, is this your friend?"
And Caitlin is like kind of peeks out from around.
Don't Brina. You dare say my name.
And Caitlin's got two little figurines in her hand, a gold lion and a white gold lion. And she reaches out, like around, you know, Rena and her knife and to hand them to you. It's okay, Rena. It's okay.
I know we've never met him. It's not okay.
I've met him.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I've met him in here.
That's
and she
really,
points to her head. Right
no.
in here. I've met him right in here.
Yeah, that's not a good place. That's not the. We're not here. We're here. Not here.
But we're always here.
Yeah. But right now we're here.
But we're still here.
Yeah, okay, let's not hand back whatever that is either. Let's keep that. No.
They're
his
lions.
Let's just hold on to those for a second.
And she reaches up and she gently touches the side of your head. Listen. And you hear two lions purring in their dreams. Just these kind of gently snoring lions in your head.
Continuity, you said that the lions walked out behind me when I got onto the boat.
Yeah.
So they're still there?
No.
Oh.
They
she,
just
she put them
gone.
There.
Oh,
it's right
oh,
here.
She took them away.
Yep. Okay.
She put them to sleepy sleeps. When did you get those?
They're not mine. Look, and he, she, like, good. It's okay.
I reach down. I reach down.
There's just like
slowly,
a, there's yeah. just an eye following them. The hand yeah. like the whole time.
Yeah.
They belong to him. They're his friends, and they protect him.
Yeah, but I don't know who he is.
Well, this is Haldir Laran.
Thank you. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Lord Haldir Laran.
I care nothing of royalties.
But look, he's got a really... Look, he's fancy. It was... Hi. Hi, Haldir.
No, not hi.
Hi. Listen, we gotta... I know. Let's get Zion. Zion. He'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. One second. And she goes running down stairs. In the meantime... Zion is laid out in bed. Hey, babe, how you doing?
I don't know. I don't feel so good.
Yeah, there's just not much my magic can do against the common cold. But I have teas and lemon and some snacks.
Yeah, I guess that would be good.
I've also got this hot water bottle. Listen, you just lay there. I'll take care of everything.
Well, Zion, in his sickly state, he didn't sleep much last night, what with all the falderall, you know, and troubles that had happened. He drinks the tea and sits up and starts to put on his clothes, goes to the wash bin, washes up. It's daytime, right?
Yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
Morning.
Yeah. Pear's been up for hours.
Well, he really shouldn't have because he...
It's like 7 a.m. He'd be boom, up at the sun,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
He was quiet. Yeah, he was like trying to really be quiet.
Right.
Moving around.
So it's
yeah.
more like 10 then?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you slept in because you're not feeling well.
No, I'm
yeah.
not.
Also, when Para handed you the tea, his like two fingers just touched the outside of the cup. So it was just the right temperature before I handed it over.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah, I get up and get ready for the day.
All right. So as you get up, boom, the door flies open. Door, sorry, wait, not Doro. Boom, the door flies open. Zion, we, listen, you got
Caitlin?
Come, yeah, you have to come talk to a friend, Haldir. You have to come talk to him because he's here.
What? Just somebody's come, on our ship?
Well, a friend is on our ship and you have to come talk to him because Rita might stab him.
Oh, well, no, this is the person you were talking about before.
Yes. I brought him here. Come on. And she like grabs your arm and is trying to drag you outside.
Yeah, Rena's getting real close to the stabbing part.
Yeah. In the meantime, you guys have just been staring at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, it's just been me like being like.
Well, I flash a look over to Para and like, Sparks, I'm going to need you on this one.
Okay. And he just like he has this like whole armful of like teas and honeys and everything, and he's trying to find a place to put everything down, and then he goes running outside.
All right. Well, I make my way up the deck after I had been clothed, of course.
Excellent. I get a robe.
What do I see? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. So you would run out, and what are you guys doing in the meantime? Like, what's been the conversation?
I think Rena's just trying to limit any, like, conversation. So she's just been sitting there, like, just, like, she went behind and grabbed, like, her other dagger and, like, pulled it out and put it at the side of her and, like, it's just, like, hanging out and just, like, waiting to see if he says anything. But she's not going to say anything first.
Are there any chairs nearby?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, there
no, they're not no, any it's deck
the,
chairs.
It's the deck.
Oh, it's the deck.
We can make chairs if we ask right. Stillbeard, but he doesn't know how to ask Stillbeard anything.
And you actually never even bothered to learn how to communicate with your own ship because you had people to do that for you. So you know you could summon one, but, you know.
Someone else's ship.
So right, exactly, yeah.
So it's like the middle of the day now.
Yeah. It's now, well, it's about 10:30 a.m.
So we did some time traveling.
Oh, shit.
Yes. No, that's fine because the time doesn't work in the dream state.
Time's it's different. True. You could have been out asleep for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, interesting. So yep. I could have. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, fair. It's a different dimension, I guess. That
yeah.
makes sense.
It, well, it, it's, yeah, it just it works in its own terms.
Okay.
And it makes things connect nicely.
So I am a bit surprised that it is now the middle of the day. And so I, without putting my back to Rena, I kind of look down at the ship. See what's happening. Put my hand on the rail. Can I feel that it's living wood?
Okay, so you put your hand on the rail, and the central mass spins around. Well, hello!
Surprise, look up. Hello.
We have guests.
We didn't
tell me we had guests.
No, this isn't a guest.
I'll have to make up a new bed.
This is not a guest.
And as soon as you say that, like, all these... Like he just turns, like the mast turns to face you, and all these spears of wood, all the deck kind of comes up, and now there's like this giant cage of like razor sharp ironwood spikes just all around you. Foe?
I have no idea, but I encourage you to keep the spikes.
Okay, so you run out.
Friend. Okay, I run out.
What you friend.
I run out and I see this. Okay. Caitlin has already told me that this is the friend. This is, you know, the guy that she saw in her dreams. So the very first thing I would do before I say or do anything would be to sense God's spark activity.
Okay. And yes, absolutely.
Okay. Seeing the power roiling off of him, I know that I'm facing another God.
Yep.
So,
And you see, like, that blade, even though he's not holding it currently, you see the sword and the armor, and you see... And then as you're watching that unfold around him, you just hear... They build and build and build and build until it's tens of thousands of people screaming. And then you're back out of it.
Steelbeard, stand down. I walk up to this new person.
And while you're walking up, I could use a chair while you're at it.
That's fair. Forms a chair.
And so I mean, while you walk up to me, I don't sit down.
Oh, please sit while I stand above you. Right.
Oh,
nice.
God. The posturing begins.
So if you don't sit, Steelbeard actually kind of looks confused for a moment, and then like the chair like moves behind you, like until you stop and just waits.
I'm sorry, Caitlin, this is your friend you spoke of?
Yes, the whole deer. I saw him, and then I saw him again, and then I was like, wait a minute, he could just be here. And now
yes,
he is.
I'm sorry, Haldir, for our hospitality. I didn't know who you were, and I'm sure it gave us quite a start.
I'm not sure who you are either.
So I guess we're both at sort of a disadvantage. Hello, my name is Zion Preeton.
Hello, my name is Haldir, Lord Haldir Loran.
I shake his hand.
He's a lord.
All right. Put my hand forward as if to shake his.
I accept. And shake the hand back.
Pear kind of walks up with his hands on his hips and just kind of looks you in the eye. Pear Rivers of Wessel.
I hung out with Franny for a while. Did she ever tell me about any of these people during that time? Because I can't remember.
I don't think she did.
That's a good question.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she's so careful.
You've only ever heard, the only thing you ever heard... was a brief conversation she had with Grindel, saying, "And what of the troublemakers or something like
that?" Yeah.
She didn't, what of the idiot? No, she called us the idiots.
Right.
Yeah, but she never referred to us as anything that we were. Other
you don't know anything about us. However, he does now have God power. Now, he hasn't worked yet to attune himself to understand God spark activity the way that I have.
Right.
But,
I say, it's very nice. It's very good to meet you both.
I'm behind, in a corner.
Yeah. So did you cut Rena out on that on purpose?
I guess. Oh, that's a good point.
No. I made myself I made sure I wasn't near him. So sure. I'm moved. I'm in a good sniping spot. Right.
Sure. If you have to.
As soon as I decided that Zion was going to do the talking, I disappeared and got to a good spot. And I'm now, probably behind him.
Yeah.
And then,
on the second mast, Steelbeard turns around and it's kind of like right behind you. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm not so sure either."
You can sit like in the chair that he has.
Para's still kind of like hands crossed over his chest. So, Lord, guess that's kind of important, huh?
Well, I'm a high elf. My father was the...
It's actually your mother.
Your mother.
Your mother's mother. So maybe your father was, but he died. So you're the next in line after your grandmother, who is one of the high ladies of Ryland. So there are seven of them. So yeah.
I come from the family that is the leaders of Ryland.
So, do you happen to have a facility in Ani, where you like to drain God powers and put them into Godstones?
Yeah. Do you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Sense motive, or what do we call it now?
Perception versus, but he's not lying.
Okay.
So, yeah.
17.
Yeah, he you're pressing him, but he doesn't seem to be lying.
Right, well, I just wanted to check.
Oh, no.
Because remember, Caitlin herself was tortured in Rylandic,
And they tried to get you guys too.
Right.
Until you burned a bunch. Well, until Para burned a bunch of them.
Yes, we burned them alive, but whatever.
I have a question about a divinity power.
Hit me.
Know thy enemy.
Yes.
Allows me to gain advantage in insight charisma checks against a creature and know if they're lying. Do they know if I use that against them?
No.
Okay, so I want to use that.
All right.
Wait, is that or a divinity?
It's a divinity.
It's a divinity.
Wouldn't we be able to sense God spark activity when somebody does that?
This is not an outward thing. It's literally him just perceiving things.
Okay.
He just has extra perception.
Sorry, just asking.
No, it's a very fair thing to ask.
It's like how I'm just naturally lucky all the time. It's just
exactly. Exactly. It's not like she's shooting sparks off. Know thy enemy. Starting at second level, that's a bonus action. You may study opponent's mannerisms, so you gain temporary advantages, make it an insight. So you would make an insight check against the level of the person plus five,
yeah.
So 12.
So my insight is plus 2. And I rolled a 9, 11. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Inscrutable Zion.
I mean, there's... Zion is young. Surprisingly young. But he is quite careful with his
words. He's clearly
the
leader, I guess, is why.
Yeah. Yeah, Para's definitely doing what he said. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So Caitlin tells me she found you in her travels.
Kind of. They're in my mind. I guess I'm traveling. I mean, I'm not really going anywhere. It's just, but things are there.
And I can see that you're like us.
Can I sense God spark, or is that a purely...
Yeah, you can. Thing? Well, I mean, can you sense God spark?
You have to work at it.
Yeah. You
this
have
can
to,
be okay, your first so attempt.
I have no idea.
Absolutely. So I would like you to roll a straight...
Perception, probably.
I want him to roll just his divinity.
Oh, yeah.
Just roll your divinity plus... roll a die 20 plus your divinity modifier.
That is a 7 plus 2.
9. Okay, no.
Okay.
Your die is not helping you.
And I say... I see you are like you, and I say, Caitlin tells me you are.
So, thanks for coming. Basically, how much do you know of the future? Have you seen any visions? Have you come across anything that would lead you to know what is to come?
Also dreams. It could be dreams.
I've seen some possibilities.
As have we. One possibility is especially disturbing to all of us.
The dark power in the world storm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen the comet?
No.
This would be a lot easier if we just, like, I can show you all the things and, all right? And she puts her hands
up. No, Caitlin, no. We need to know things as we know them.
All right, look. There's a comet, and it's getting bigger.
Wait, would I have seen the comet?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
I mean, you mean that comet?
Yeah, and it's literally like just kind of like, even in daylight now, there's you can just make it out glowing over the horizon.
Right. I'm sorry, Aram. Like, I totally would have loved, like, a voiceover thing, but I think Zion is too, like, protectful right now. He's because he's been burned by, what's her name?
Oh, Dudala.
Dudala, yeah. He was burned by Dudala before, so he's not going to just, like, say, here's everything, you know.
Also, I expect Caitlin to ask, like, way too often anyway. Like, I bet she was like, you know, I saw this butterfly once. Hang on, come on. They're like, no, Caitlin.
Right.
Describe no, that's the okay. butterfly.
I don't want to appear on the other side of the fucking world 3 days later. You're right.
Don't have to dream of the butterfly, Caitlin.
You can see the butterfly.
Yes, that comet. What do you know of it?
I don't know anything about the comet.
I'm sorry. You probably have questions of me.
I have many questions, but...
Did you want to retire? I'm sorry. I don't know your state.
Well, I actually feel excellent. I feel better than I have in a very long time.
Can I roll to see if he's being truthful about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Six.
You know, I mean, he seems really ecstatic. He seems genuinely happy.
I would like to know if your friend with the bow has any questions for me so she can stop trying to find a place to shoot me from.
Zion casts a look to Rena as if to say, but, you know.
Yes, she can. Yes. He's our friend, Rena. Like, we're in. Caitlin walks over and like
I'm yeah. I'm up on right. about I'm up like I'm up and yeah. a level. So she's yeah. really walking like, over kinda, like kind of
swacks the you know mass with the palm. Is like Rena, we're
Rena. I'm right here.
And she's like, just everyone, stand down, relax. We're friends here. Let's just talk.
Are you casting a divinity when you do that? Or
no,
saying,
no.
Because you can make, because Caitlin can make people relax.
That's true.
You know, just fine.
That's true. She absolutely right. can't do that. Unfortunately, Rena would like literally fall out of the mast, and that's know, right? probably not safe.
All right. So I just like look down and I look at him, and I've been hearing everything he's been saying, and I'll be like, strangers on the boat are not the most welcome.
Friends I've met are welcome.
Caitlin, I've never met him before.
Oh, wait, okay, well, I would have had to, like dream him in your mind, and
I don't think Caitlin,
it's okay. Allow me to introduce myself, perhaps, a bit more thoroughly.
Please.
I am the eldest of the head house, the eldest son of the head house of Ryland. For the last few months, I have been sailing and traveling through the world looking for people like myself. I found one of those people in Ani.
When were you in Ani?
You were in Ani about a month ago?
About a month ago.
Oh, really? Is it still there?
No. And yes.
This is going to take some unpacking, I can see.
In Ani, I met the queen.
Phryne?
Yes.
Oh, how was she?
She was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know her?
She's an old associate of ours.
Queen Phryne, when I left her, was taking care of the city in the role that Zivan previously filled. She is no longer on the throne, but she is still protecting the city.
So who's on the throne?
Well, technically...
her mother, I guess.
Yeah, her mother is technically on the throne, but...
He doesn't know that.
I know that her mother is the speaker.
I mean, the last thing you saw is that Phryne manifested herself. So I guess you'd assume was that she was kind of still in control, so both directly and indirectly.
So my Phryne manifested herself through me.
Truth.
So, like, I don't know that what else she can do. So when I left, the city was under the control of the council.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there was no individual to take the throne.
All right. I hope there haven't been too many casualties.
I don't think anyone died. Did they die?
People definitely died.
Oh, yes.
A lot of people died.
But to be fair, lots of people died on our watch, too.
No one important.
Look. 0, 50, what does it really matter?
Well, no, I have to feign names. Like care for the mortals, you know, keeps me grounded.
There were no undue casualties. Since then, I was contacted by Caitlin, who informed me that she knew people like me.
Well, like you were gonna be, and now you are.
And now like I am.
What do you mean? He wasn't, and now he was. Well, what was he before?
All of us became. Like, we were something, and then we became.
But why did you talk to him before you knew he was a god? Like,
oh, that's a good question. Because there was, like an echo? Like I heard him before I heard him in my dream?
Care to elaborate? Haldir? Lord? Haldir? Laurent?
Let me show you. And so I want to take out my bow.
Okay.
I want to summon a bow.
Summon a bow, yep.
And shoot, I don't know, is there something on the ship that would be fun to shoot? I shouldn't shoot the ship.
Yeah, no, because the ship... Hey, look, I thought we were getting along all right. This seems awful hostile. You could, like, kick a barrel overboard or something.
Do they? Are there, like, barrels and things on the ship that are not actually part of the ship?
I mean, the ship could just make something. Like, here you go. Like you know what? In fact, Steelbeard like weaves a little vine boat, right, and then just sets it off into the water.
So I'll say, so
we're like playing skeet, and we're like throwing something to ship.
I'd say, excuse me, ship.
I have a name. My name is Steelbeard. Yours is Lord Haldir Laurent.
Yes, thank you. Excuse me, Steelbeard.
I think the Lord bit is a bit ostentatious.
No, you know. I've seen them, and this is what they do with the shoulder. Yes, this is definitely a Lord of Ryland. It's a pleasure to see you, Lord.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Steelbeard.
Steelbeard, thank you.
Steelbeard, could you provide a target for me?
Oh, yes. And Steelbeard, like, again, makes like a little basket weave and like a little sail and then sets it like into the water.
And so everybody can see. I summon this. What color is it now?
It's now crackling like white.
So
like
I summon
pearlescent at the edges.
I summon my ornate crackling white bow of power. I draw back an arrow that appears as I'm drawing back the string, and I shoot the bow. 16 plus. I don't know what's a plus. What am I?
Oh yeah, no, okay, you next. Nail it. Next. You just so describe your action.
So I draw back the bow, and the arrow forms as I'm pulling it back. I line it up for a second. I look directly at Rena.
Oh, this is competition now.
And I shoot the bow.
So this lance of energy leaves your bow, soars across the water with crackling white energy, and strikes the barrel dead in the center. It explodes in sparks and shards of wood and little wisp of smoke and steam off the water, and then there's just nothing. You've annihilated it. Caitlin's like, yay!
Scowling. Just trying to outclass me in my own place.
So, back to why you're here.
Wait a minute. Where's Torvik?
He's downstairs drunk, probably.
Where's Oinkers?
Watching over Torvik, of course.
Well, okay, and she goes running downstairs and leaves you to deal with this on your own.
So, back to why you're here. What do you know of the end of the world?
I know that there is a power in the world storm.
Yes. We have learned that power is an ancient god. The ancient god of chaos.
Now, I know Arisk is the god of chaos. Well, that's very interesting.
Yes. She is trapped within the world storm, but the world storm will fall in less than a year now. We are gathering the strength of the other powered ones in order to fight against this. Only if we all stand together can we possibly stop her.
So I'm here because you need me.
We need each other. You won't live without us after this year. She will think nothing of killing you.
Yeah, I'm nothing about it. She'll kill you. Cyan, that's kind of awful.
What do you mean?
But just don't say that to someone.
I'm sorry. Look, this is a lot to lay on somebody I've never met.
Does...
Look, there is a power in the universe that is working to destroy everything that we hold dear. She means to bring chaos to this entire world and to kill all of us godlings, take our power, and rule supreme for all eternity. Surely, you must agree that that must be stopped. Do you agree?
Does she have a name?
Chaos, she was known before as Vistrix.
I agree. That must be stopped.
As soon as you say that, the doors fly open and Caitlin runs up and she's got a note in her hand. Well, Chorvik left.
What? I grab the note.
Hey, everyone. Sorry to do this to you, but I had to go. I need to go see my kids. I need to see Bettergrit. I need to know they're all okay. It's been weighing on me for some time, and I don't feel like I can fully be who I need to be until I find out that they're all okay. I just need to see them. I need to see my kids. I'll be back. The Paragon form is very fast, and I can sense where you all are now. I can hear you. The animals tell me where you are in the world. So do not worry. I will return. But until then, you're on your own.
Thank you for joining us for episode 83, A House Divided. My DM's notes for this episode, behind-the-scenes videos, and a ton of other bonus content is on our Patreon feed at patreon.com/Vardian. We've also got exclusive sneak peeks of our new God's Fall spinoff show, Rise of the Demigods, including fully edited video preludes from our new cast. We've been working very hard on this precursor to the world of Khalgun before the Gods War, and we cannot wait to share them with you. So until then, we'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms.
This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.